Hallo? Hallo?
Hi, Phil. This is
Wo ist
Glenn.
der?
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Wir haben das Will Apps Enter in a few minutes. Today we will talk about the summit, about Google Summer of Code, and also about Ubuntu, because there are also some changes and some news.
Okay.
Hey, Till.
Hallo, who's there?
This is Ira. Till, when you sent out the meeting announcement,
Yes.
oh, no, never mind. Something went wrong and it pruned the access code for some reason in
Yeah.
my email.
I'm trying to ping Lars now.
Yeah.
You're hard to hear, Ira.
Sorry. Is that better? Is someone typing without mute?
I assume it's there.
Phil, were you typing without mute?
Yes, but now I have typed. It was only one line. I'm not fixing bugs now during the call.
That's good, but we can't hear anything when you do that.
Ah, yes. Yes, the phone is lying on the same wooden table as the keyboard.
It's very loud.
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to keep this call to a bare minimum today because I actually have three other calls today and a hell of a lot of stuff on my plate.
Yes.
So let's move through the agenda very quickly, and I don't promise minutes real soon. I'll get
Yes.
them as soon as
I
I
have
can.
one short item to add to the agenda, and it's Ubuntu. Ubuntu switches to a rolling release, which means we do not release every half year no new version, but we still keep every 2 years releasing an LTS. And the in-between LTS is long-term support. The in-between versions, they are replaced now by a more stable development branch. We keep it much more stable, and we make ISOs once a month so that if you want to start with the current Ubuntu, you can get a relatively recent ISO to install it. And otherwise, you do daily updates, the automatic updates, which you have usually in the distribution only, that you get more because it's the running development and not only security and bug fixes.
Okay,
And
Phil, could you just send a note to the list summarizing this? Because frankly, I don't understand
And
what you're
due to
trying to
this,
describe at all.
UDSs have switched to be be online and every 3 months. And the first online UDS was yesterday and today, and 2 hours ago, therefore, I've held a printing session via video conference about mobile, because now we have really to keep mobile in mind. Ubuntu has done Ubuntu Touch now, and soon we will see this. We will probably see this on cell phones and tablets. And therefore, I will be much more involved in mobile. For example, what I'm currently doing is the first, very, very first implementation in Linux to support IPP everywhere printers. I'm currently working on a daemon which checks for IPP printers with the known languages, and this covers some existing printers and also IPP everywhere printers, so that they get automatically set up on the CUPS without interactive printer setup tool, discovered by Bonjour, connecting via IPP, and the daemon automatically makes the PPD so that it's integrated in CUPS. And so we have true driverless plug-in printing with IPP everywhere network printers and some other non-IPP everywhere PostScript PDF PCL. But IPP everywhere printers would work much better than the others. So that when the phone comes out, and naturally this functionality will also be available on the desktop, not only on mobile, then IPP everywhere printers are supported. Let's see who makes the race. The phone or IPP everywhere printer, what comes to the market first. But thanks to Ubuntu surrounding releases, the desktop user will like the IPP everywhere printers from day one on two. Yes, this was the news about Ubuntu. And now we can get to the original agenda. We have two things, Google Summer of Code. One thing is in the end of the month is the application period, and I will apply for the Linux Foundation so that we get again our slots for open printing. And the other thing is putting up ideas. Due to all the mobile stuff, I didn't find the time now to think about project ideas. So there's none from me, but soon there will come some. And one of you has already some idea?
Haven't had any bandwidth to think about it at all. No, I don't.
Yes. Lars has answered me. He tells that he will call in, but it will get a little later. Perhaps, yes, he is in some virtual meeting or something like this. At least there's no important virtual meeting of UDS in the hour we have our phone meeting. It's lightning talks, and this is not really very important, and so Lars can participate in the call.
Okay, well, we'll see when he comes in. I'm not going to stay on anything like an hour, so we need to move right along and get on with it.
Yes, so anything to add for the Google Summer of Code? Nothing. So
no.
Go on Open Printing Summit. Yes, thank you, Ira, for the announcement on our mailing list. I will also soon send out the personal invitations, especially to people from manufacturers who are not reading the list. And especially also to the Samsung people, which are intensively in dialogue with me to get auto-downloadable PPD packages for their PostScript printers. So a good news. Samsung wants to get the automatic support. And Otherwise, about the Open Printing Summit, we have an agenda. We must look somewhat deeper in it, because one thing is we should also have a mobile in mind. So talk about what mobile needs and how we can make mobile better, because computing gets more mobile, and every vendor of operating systems is taking mobile into account. And so we must be aware of that. And one thing is good in this situation, that this year is the year where IPP Everywhere printers will appear on the market. I hope as soon as possible. Anyone of you already knows when it will be, when it will arrive, when it will be the day of the first IPP Everywhere printer?
No, and no one will ever know that before the fact. No one pre-announces it.
Yes, yes. The standard is concluded and now given to the manufacturers, and the manufacturers have to do something with it.
Precisely. And the standard was only published in January.
Ah, yes. Yes. So I hope I will not be the one who supports it years before the printers come out.
Years before, no, but no. You know, when they will come out and from whom, we will only know when they come out, and that's no different than any other printer or any other time.
Yes. So another thing about the Open Printing Summit is, should we have preparation call meeting, preparation phone meetings, and how many and in which frequency?
I would like to have none and do it only by email. I will tell you honestly, Till, I have 12 to 16 hours a week of public standard telecons in four organizations and a job that's trying to get full time out of me on top of that. I cannot do biweekly calls in the next couple of months.
Yes, yes. So that perhaps we will simply ask the possibility for participants who have questions to talk about on the phone, use the normal meetings.
Yeah, I would like to, yes.
The next one, the April, our April meeting.
Yeah, right, the
that's
our April.
Call in that day.
From last month.
And the May meeting, too, it's also before the Open Printing Summit.
No, there is not, at least for me, because I will be involved in other standards organizations at the beginning of May. That's part of why it's moved to the middle of the month.
So you will not be able to make a normal Open Printing meeting in May?
It is unlikely. I may well be traveling on that day. I cannot commit to it at this point. I will put it in the tentative agenda, but I will note that I may not be able to attend in it.
Yes, and you are also not able to move it forward or back for 1 week, so that it's...
Not at this point, because I don't know my commitments. It's too far out. Sorry. We'll schedule it for, as usual, the first month. Wednesday, which would be May 1st. Wrong. That's a holiday.
Yes, yes. This we cannot do, because in Europe this is a holiday. We have to
which
go
would
to
be May 8th, which would make it immediately before the summit, till just a few days before people travel.
Yes.
I can schedule it for then and put it in tentative. Glenn,
yes.
Can we put that in for you, or is that an impossible day?
It's fine with me.
Okay. And at present, because it's the first Wednesday, the April 1 is Wednesday the 3rd. Does that work for both of you?
Wednesday the what? April, yes. Wednesday
yeah.
The 3rd is okay.
Okay, good. I will explain why it's not May 1st, you know, because it's May Day in Europe. In the note.
Yes, and for the May meeting, most probably if If there is any need for it, most probably I can participate in it at least. Even most probably there is the next virtual UDS, but perhaps it's again this hour in the UDS, which is not important.
I may be able to. I just honestly don't know. We're moving home in late April, and then I have business travel before this conference. So I'm still hoping and tentatively planning to attend the summit and PWG meeting in person, but I will have no travel budget for it, so it's a financial hardship. My current client is not in the printing industry and gives very little support for my standards work.
Hi.
So, okay. Till you're going to take the ball and run for open printing topics to flesh out open printing segments in the agenda?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And contacting people and so on.
Yes.
I agree that from buzzword point of view, mobile topic sounds like a good topic, but I think we need to focus it quite a lot better if we're actually going to talk about it and say something other than use IPP everywhere, which is obvious.
Yes.
Till, have you sent anything to Artifacts people at GoScript or to Red Hat people or anyone yet?
Yes, yes. I will start to send out the personal invitations in the next days.
Yeah, and get their show them the agenda and get their specific slot that they can or cannot speak, because if we need to move around particular topics, we cannot rearrange the PWG agenda. The steering committee just did rearrange it. But we can move around which day certain open printed topics happen.
Yes.
Okay. And we probably have no other news.
I think then we have done it.
I think so.
Anyone on the line who has still anything to say?
We're supposed to have Google Summer of Code proposals by the 29th of March. So we had said a month ago that CUPS Browser 1.5 compatibility was a yes, that is extensions for IP.
CUPS Browse is all done. Tim Waugh from Red Hat has added the functionality for browsing the old CUPS broadcasts, even sending out such old CUPS broadcasts. And my part of browsing the Bonjour broadcasts is still in there. And so the CUPS Browse D is ready for that. So this Google Summer of Code topic is, can we mark as done?
Okay, that's what I'm doing right now.
And it is only, and I will soon release this CUPS Browse D, only due to some other more urgent things I've not released it yet. Last week, I have added these patches to the BZR repository.
Okay. I've recorded that. So we also had the topic mobile Linux printing, something small, start on lightweight print client or what. But we don't have a project to write up, do we?
Lightweight print client, perhaps.
We don't have a spec, nor do we have a mentor, if Glenn's not.
Yes, yes. We have not even a spec for a lightweight print client. I don't know whether one can already open a Google Summer of Code project.
Right, a non-existent spec. I don't think so.
And one thing is this printer D from Tim Waugh. It seems there was nothing talked about it anymore. I don't know whether this will really turn reality.
Okay.
Have you talked to Tim about it? Maybe there's something we can help him with? Or is he just, maybe he's just busy? I don't know.
I think I've seen Tim Waugh's page recently, and it seems that the last time it was touched was May of last year. And one other thing which I have mentioned on the UDS session today is the possibility whether perhaps the print dialogue, the print dialogue people are working on making them browsing Bonjour broadcasts, whether these print dialogues can directly send the jobs to the printer. But the question is about how the data format is converted when there's no cups in between, because all the applications usually produce PDF, and most printers do not understand PDF. Someone still there?
Yes. I was making a few notes, sorry. So we don't really have any other OP project ideas, and no one, Lars or Glenn, has any to suggest. I have written open lightweight print client as a no in this month's minutes because we don't have a spec.
Yes. Perhaps this could be a topic also for a session in the Open Printing Summit.
Yeah, it could be.
One thing is also I will put out a mail note about changes on Ubuntu and also make a link to the session which I have run, because it is also recorded, this session, so you can watch the video and see the discussion.
Okay. That would be good. Okay, then if no one has any other really pressing topic, I would like to adjourn and get back to my other pressing topics. And I'll put out notes as soon as I can till it with the tentative meeting on May 8th, although note that that's so close to the meeting that we, for instance, cannot really change topics at that point.
Yes.
The agenda, because people will have already made their plane reservations. I mean, we can't juggle topics, really.
Yes, there are many people who stay only for a part of the meeting.
Right, and that is tricky, no matter whether it's joined or not. But when it's joined and it's a 4-day session, it just is tricky. Okay, well, I will talk to you all pretty soon, I hope. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon.